This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 353 for Monday, April 17th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is stronger to start the day, receiving spillover from vegetable oils. Chicago soybean is higher, as well as European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. However, crude oil is showing declines due to inflation concerns and a rising United States dollar. The Canadian dollar is down 1/4 of a U.S. cent compared to Friday's close. The May canola contract is up $10.20 per ton at $773.30, while the July corn canola contract is up $8.60 per ton at $744.90. In the U.S., corn is down, wheat is mostly down, and soybeans are in positive territory. For the week ended April 11th, the managed money position on corn was more than 27,000 contracts net long, according to the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission, 5,600 more than the previous week. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is expecting a large increase in corn plantings for the week ended April 16th, but cool and wet conditions ahead will hinder seeding for the next couple of weeks. In its monthly update, CONAB raised its projection for Brazil's overall corn crop by 202,000 tons to 124.88 million. The May corn contract is down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.64. Spec traders were 125,000 contracts net long for soybeans as of April 11th, according to the CFTC, a decline of 21,000. The National Oilseeds Processors Association will release its monthly report later today, with the trade looking for a 183.4 million bushel crush in March, as well as 1.867 billion pounds of soy oil stocks, 59 million more than in February. CONAB raised its projection for Brazilian soybean production by 2.2 million tons at 153.6 million. The May soybean contract is up 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $15.09. The CFTC reported that spec traders for Chicago wheat were more than 104,000 contracts net short as of April 11th, the largest net short since March 2018. However, managed money firms were net long for both Kansas City hard red and Minneapolis spring wheat. Last week's high temperatures and strong winds are expected to worsen hard red crop conditions. Citing a need to protect their domestic markets, Poland, Hungary, and Slovakia all halted the import of Ukrainian grain over the weekend. This while Russia is signaling it may not renew the Black Sea Grain Initiative. The May Chicago wheat contract is up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.86. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.70. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.72. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Monday, April 17th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.